If you haven't already read the book of Prophet Jonah, please do so. It's only four chapters, or two pages, probably 30 minutes. Because Jonah himself does everything in the wrong way, in the wrong direction. He was called from God to go to Nineveh. He goes the wrong way to a ship. He jumps himself in to save the ship. He's swallowed by fish, comes back. Then he just just not excited to tell the Ninevites that they should, forgive their sins and go to Jesus and to God. He didn't think anything was going to happen, so he's kind of like this, just a guy that was mopey, repent and go to God. And then everybody saves their lives. I mean, everybody changes their life because they believe in what he's saying. And then the end of the story, of course, he's crying because it's too hot. And there's a branch over him. It's not watering. It's not in the way of the sun to keep him in the shade. And he's waiting to eat popcorn to watch the Ninevites just being decimated by these fireballs from heaven. So please read it. It's an awesome book. And then you have Jesus talking about Jonah. Now, most Jewish people would have read that and would have really laughed about Jonah, because he wasn't doing a good job. He was doing it quite weakly, actually. And Jesus was saying, hey, you know about Jonah. You know what Nineveh, you know what they did. They repented, because they even believed in God, even though Jonah was talking about it. When Jesus speaks to us in the scriptures, in the tabernacle, on the altar, at adoration, do you actually believe what he tells us to do? Do we act like the Ninevites? That we come to God with repentance, to actually stop our own plan, what we think can do in our physical body on earth, when he might be calling us totally different things, quicker ways, changing lives. So this evening in Lent, what's listening to Jesus, what he's doing to our hearts, our body, and our soul, that we act like those Ninevites, to follow God, what he's really calling you to do.